You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
All right, it is F&O expiry day. Nifty 50 has ended June series in the red for the first time in 3 months. The past 3 months have all been green endings for the Nifty 50, but June, not so much. All that took place on Dalal Street is what I bring to you on this evening cup of chai that you will savor and walk along with and be thankful for, because, you know, if you have missed out on the action for the past 8 hours or so, here is a quick recap. This is an evening walk down Dalal Street. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Benchmark indices, which hit fresh record highs in June series, failed to keep the momentum going as both Sensex and Nifty closed 0.62% and 0.87% lower, respectively, in June series. The market closed the series in the red for the first time in the last 3 months. The index closed May series, if you remember, with gains of 2.6%. April was 0.61% and March was pretty much a blockbuster, at least in terms of monthly gains, 7% surge we saw in March. June, not so much. Nifty 50 closed 0.35% lower in February series, according to data. The index closed rather flat today with a slight negative bias. The final tally read something like this. The BSE Sensex fell 5 points to 39,586. That's really flat. Nifty 50 closed 6 points lower at 11,841. So not quite reaching the 11,850 mark today either. Nifty 50 consolidated in a narrow range with the 50 days exponential moving average acting as a support for the index, while on the higher side, 20 days moving average acted as a tough resistance, and that is placed around 11,850. The next big event to track in the July series would of course be the big daddy of them all, Budget 2019, which is scheduled to be released on the 5th of July. The likely range based on the options data is in the range of 11,500 to 12,000. Rahul Mishra, who's AVP Derivatives at MK Global Financial Services, told Money Control, and I quote, "We opened June month with a positive note, with Nifty touching 12,100 mark, but witnessed continuous profit booking at higher levels throughout the month. 11,700 level, which is the 50 days moving average, provided good support, and we have seen buying interest at those levels. 12,000 levels has been a good supply zone. Nifty has to break this level decisively, and we may see fresh buying in the market. We have a budget in the coming month. The focus will be on policies by NDA 2.0. Monthly option data suggests that Nifty will be in a range of 11,500 to 12,000 for the month of July." Unquote. In terms of sectors today, the BSE Realty Index rose 1.7%, and that was followed by the BSE Auto Index, which gained 1.1%, and the BSE Telecom Index was up 0.78%. Top Sensex gainers today were Tata Motors, Mahindra & Mahindra, ONGC, Axis Bank and HDFC, while top losers were HCL Technologies, ITC, Infosys, Power Grid and Yes Bank. Continuing from that, some other stocks that were in the news today. Cox & Kings declined 10%, hitting a 52-week low after Brickwork Ratings downgraded the rating of the company's NCDs, that is non-convertible debentures, of 50 crore rupees. The share price of Wellspun India added more than 2% after the company signed a joint venture agreement with Sense Organics Import and Trading GmbH of Germany. Axis Bank gained on a report of likely share sale by the company. Share price of Zuari Global rose 1% as the company board approved raising 200 crore rupees. It was a sweet day for sugar stocks because, well, monsoon is gaining strength across the country. Even Chennai, which has been dry for so long, received great rains yesterday. Rajashri Sugars was the biggest gainer among the sugar stocks with 20% upside. And that was followed by Balrampur Chini, Bajaj Hindustan, Uttam Sugar, Ugar Sugar, Dalmia Sugar, all of which gained in the range of 3-4%. What's happening in the rest of the world? European markets have been trading lower today amid a possible US-China trade deal. Asian markets, on the other hand, ended higher ahead of the meeting between US President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping at the G20 summit. So that was a quick roundup of financial markets elsewhere. That's it. Everything you needed to know, all the important stuff at any rate you needed to know from Dalal Street in that one little capsule. I'll of course be back later in the evening with some more podcasts. We'll be talking about the relevance of the budget today. We'll also be talking about stories from across the world, including the Democratic debate that just took place yesterday and who emerged a winner and who emerged a loser there, if one can say that, and whatever else is happening across the country. So do be sure to listen to that. MC Podcast at nw18.com is where you need to write if you want to reach out to me, or you can always leave a comment on any of the platforms that you listen to these podcasts on. We keep a close eye on all of them, and we are very grateful to all the lovely things that you've been saying, and some more lovely things wouldn't hurt either. So do write in on those platforms as well. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us, and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
An evening walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.